Please bow and pray in silence.
让我们低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Before we continue to study living out the word of God, let's all rise up and sing hymn 282.
奉主圣的名开始，我们今天下午继续学习活出神的话语来。之前让我们继续唱诗两百，让我们一起唱诗282首。
282。
282首。一同跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study living out the word of God.
感谢神，今天我们下午去学习活出神的话语来。
And let's review a little bit this morning what we have shared.
让我们回顾一下今天早上我们所谈过的一些道理。
So for us to live out the word of God, we need to know the word of God.
我们要活出神的话语来的话，我们要必须要了解神的话语。
So for us, we need to love the word of God.
我们要爱神的话。
So for those who love the word of God, will search it daily.
那些爱神的话的人就会去寻找他的话语。
If we search the scripture daily, then the scripture will bring us great wisdom.
只要我们细心查考这个神的话语的话，我们就会找到他的话，找到他的道。
Not only we should search it, but also we should meditate on the word of God.
我们不仅是要寻找他，而且还要昼夜思念他的话语。
And by meditating the word of God, then we can bring much fruit to our spiritual life.
只要我们昼夜可以思考的话语的话，那我们就可以在主的里面结很多的果实。
We also need to delight in the word of God.
我们要在他的话语中得到喜乐。
If we enjoy teaching the students, and also we can have it is enjoyment can give us the strength to continue to teach them.
假如我们愿意去把神的话语介绍给我们的年轻的一代，那我们就可以从中发现得到力量。
And as we teach, we also need to receive the word of God ourselves inside our heart.
我们不仅要宣扬他的话语，我们也要接受他的话语。
When our heart is filled with the word of God, and then we'll bring great joy to us.
只有我们的心中充满了神的话语的话，那我们心中就自然快乐起来了。
We also need to continue to love the word of God.
我们也要不断的去爱他的道。
Because to love the word of God will bring us great peace while we're teaching the students.
只有我们爱神的话语的话，那么在我们教学生的时候，我们才可以从中得到快乐。
We also need to keep the word of God.
我们要谨守神的话语。
Only we can keep the word of God in our daily life that we can bring great blessing from our Lord.
只有在我们每天的生活中谨守神的话语，我们才可以得到神的祝福。
We also need to eat the word of God.
我们要把神的话记在心中。
Because for us, as we live in the Spirit, it's very important for us to eat the word of God.
在这个我们生活在这个时代的话，我们一定非常重要的要把神的话语记在我们心
中。And the more we eat the word of God, the more sweeter it becomes inside our heart.
我们在心中的话语越多的话，我们在心中的甜蜜就更多。
If our life is full of sweetness, then it's very easy to do holy work for God.
只有我们的心中充满了甜蜜的感觉，我们才会有力量为神多做工作。
So why is it so important for us to have these seven steps as IE teachers?
作为一个宗教教育的老师，我这七个步骤为什么对我们来说非常的重要呢
？It seems as we share these seven steps, it seems like the BI teacher is very burdensome.
当我们在介绍这七个步骤的时候，我们作为宗教老师的话，好像心里的负担很重。
Of course, to be the teacher of anything is very difficult.
当然，作为一个教师的话，总是非常困难的事情。
But the main thing is we need to know our subject matter very well if we want to enjoy teaching.
当我们在教导我们的课题的时候，我们对这个课题要必须特别的清楚。
So as IE teacher, we have to teach the word of God to the students.
作为一个宗教教育的老师，我们必须要向我们的学生来讲授神的话语。
So this means we have to try our best to know every details about the Bible and the word of God.
我们要尽我们最大努力，把圣经上的每一个细节都要教导给我们的学生。
If you don't know the word of God too well, then it's very difficult and very burdensome for us to teach it to the students.
假如我们对圣经的道理没有清楚的明白的话，那我们就非常困难来教我们的学生。
I remember when Ha graduated from her college.
我记得当我的太太从大学毕业的时候。
And during the time she was studying business.
那个时候她学习商业。
But during the time she decided she want to become a teacher.
但是那个时候她决定要成为一个老师。
So during the time she applied, actually she submitted an application to the Boston Public School.
那时候她就向波士顿的公立学校去发了一份 申请书。
So of course, being Asian, the school thought, you know, she would be good at math.
当然她那个学校认为她是一个亚洲的亚洲人，所以就认为她的数学非常好。
So they assigned to teach seventh grade math during that time.
但是她就让我的太太去教这个七年级的数学。
And I know 100% sure my wife she hate math.
我百分之百的知道我的太太不喜欢数学。
Because she's not so good at it.
因为她对数学不是特别的好。
I can't imagine she said she's going to go and teach math in that time.
在那个时候她告诉我们她要去学校去教数学的时候。
After 3 months, she quit her job.
三个月之后她就放弃了这个
工作。Because first she does not like math at all.
因为第一点她根本不喜欢数学。
And every time she look at numbers, she feel a little dizzy, right?
因为每次他看到数字的时候，他就有头眼昏花。
So can you imagine teaching those kids 5 days a week math that she doesn't, you know, really like and she doesn't know too much of it?
你可以想象的话，他每周五天的话都要和数字打交道的话，他是如何的烦恼
？I remember some classes she needed to teach some kind of pre-algebra, something like that.
在有一个数学课上，他要教一个初等数学。
The day before she go to teach it, I think she went on the internet to look to see how to do it, right? Before we go there.
在那天他去准备教课的时候，他又上了因特网去寻找如何去教这门课的知识。
Actually, when we teach the word of God, we also should be an expert at it.
当我们在教神的话语的时候，我们本身必须要成为非常精通神的话语的
人。But it takes a lot of hard work.
但是需要很多的艰苦的工作。
I think every one of you know Michael Jordan is one of the greatest basketball player ever existed.
我们都知道迈克杰克逊是一个非常好的球员。
But he doesn't become great without practicing.
假如说他没有去反复的锻炼自己的话，他也不会成为一个非常好的球星。
He said every single day and early in the morning he would get up before everybody else to go and shoot at least 1,000 feet full shots.
在每天早上，每个人还没有起床的时候，他已经起床来投了1000多个球来锻炼。
And when, after the practice, when people got home, he also stay or extra to shoot another 1,000 feet full shots.
当每个人都回家的时候，他还是继续待在那里又继续练习1000个球。
So because of this, he become a great player.
就是因为这样，他才成为一个非常出色的球星。
As our teacher, we should not take it lightly, but rather continue to study the Word of God so we can teach the next generation.
作为一个宗教教员，我们不要掉以轻心，我们要继续的努力来学习神的话语。
I remember when I applied for the TTP. Apply for the TTP, the GA, they were so worried that because I just came to Christ, so my biblical knowledge is not too good.
当我刚加入真教会的时候，真耶稣教会的神训。
Because as a workers, TTP, theological training program.
是神学教育、神学教育的一个项目。但是那时候，因为我刚信主不久的话，那些传道都对我
they know as a worker of God, we need to know Bible more than the members.
作为一个传道的人的话，我们要比其他的弟兄姐妹的圣经的知识要更多。
So if we don't know the Bible more than the members, how can we teach and give sermon?
假如我没有比一般的弟兄姐妹的知识更多，我们如何去教导他们呢
？So because of this, during my TTP, a lot of senior pastor they really give me a hard time.
在我这个参加这个课程的时候，很多比我年纪大的人的话，给我很多难题做。
I remember one time we have to study 3 chapters a day in a certain book, and then we have to give 3 sermons in that morning.
因为那个时候，我记得我每次的话，我们都要学习3个章节，而且每天的话都要给三个讲道。
So I remember one time that when I was, you know, giving a sermon, and then when I finished my sermon, and then the instructor said, "That's all you got?"
有一次当我完成了一个讲道的时候，有个人对我说，这是你全部所得吗？
I say that's all I have. You know.
我觉得这就是我所准。
And he said, "There's so many other teaching in, you know, in that chapter, you know, and you cannot see it."
那在这本书中所讲到的所有的教导的话，难道你只发觉了这么一点点吗
？But of course, the senior pastor they know the Bible like the back of their hands.
当然，这些年纪属性比较老的这些传道的话，他们圣经的知识一如了掌。
Almost every single one of them can give a sermon on the fly.
好多这些
they can just give sermon, you know, anytime they wanted to.
好的，这些比较精深的一些传道的话，他们都可以随时给我们一个讲道。
So for me, because I just came to Christ, so they need to train me very hard.
因为当时我刚来到主耶稣的面前，所以他们需要花很多的功夫给我教导。
And I remember my first year TTP. I study more in the Bible than I study in 4 years of college. Really, that 3 months.
当我在刚加入这个神训课程的时候，我觉得我在一个月所学的东西吧，就像我在一个大学四年中所学的全部。
And at one time, within a week and a half, I had to write 30 sermons.
在一个月的期间，我已经学习了，我要做30个讲道。
When I finish sermon, I need to pass it in. If the instructor say I did not pass, then I get to rewrite it again, right?
当我写完这个30个题目的时候，要把它们交给传道。只要传道说不合格的话，我要重新去做。
Why? Because they want to train me to have a good knowledge of the Bible.
因为他们想要教导我，以至于我可以能够对圣经的知识比较精通。
Because in True Jesus Church, as work in True Church, we are very different than other workers in other denomination.
因为作为真耶稣教会的传道的话，与其他的教会是大不相同。
Because when I went to the Greek church for how many years? Since I was 14 until 28. So 14 years I went to the Greek church, I never opened the Bible. In the church.
从14岁到28岁这14年期间，我去其他的教会的时候，我每次参加这个都不需要把圣经打开。
Because whatever the priest say, we just accept it.
传道说什么的话，我们心里就这样接受。
But in our church, you can see many brothers and sisters, they know the Bible very well.
但是我知道在真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹，好多他们对圣经的知识都非常的了解。
So do not be surprised, our teachers, some of the students, they're also very well versed in the Bible.
所以说不要奇怪，在座的可能在座的很多的宗教教育的老师，他们对圣经的清洁都很了解。
So this means when it comes to biblical knowledge, we need to be a step ahead of them.
所以说在作为一个宗教教师的话，在讲圣经的时候，我们要比学生的。
And only then we can truly can live out the word of God.
这样我们才可以活出神的话语。
When the word of God is filled within us.
当神的话语充满我们内心的时候，
then automatically whatever we do for holy work will flow out of us.
不管我们做什么样的圣工的时候，这个神的力量就会自然而然地从我们的心中涌跃出来。
Let's turn the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6.
让我们翻到
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记。 让我们翻到生命记第
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
生命记第7章第4节。
Verse 4.
第7章第4节。
When we are filled with the word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章，对不起，生命记第六章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5.
第五节。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Verse 6.
第六节。
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. So we be able to search the scripture every day and meditate on it, and then love it, and then the word of God will be inside our heart.
只有我们每天全心全性全力爱我们的神的话，这样我们神的话语才会记在牢记在我们的心中。
You can see that during this time, the chosen people of God, God need to remind them of who they are as a chosen people.
我们知道在那个时候，神要每天告诉以色列人，神是神。
I say here, hear, O Israel.
神就是以色列。
So this means that they need to know their own identity, who they are as a chosen people of God.
神每天都要告诉他们他们的身份是什么。
So the same thing for us.
这对我们来说也是一样的。
If we want to teach the younger generation,
我们要每天要告诉年轻的一代,
if we want to encourage one another with the word of God,
我们要用神的话彼此激励对方,
we need to know who we are,
我们要知道我们是什么,
where we come from,
我们从哪里来,
and where are we going.
我们要向哪里去?
If we do not know who we are, then how can we teach a younger generation?
假如我们不知道我们是谁的话，我们如何去教导我们的下一代?
We know we are the chosen generation.
我知道我们是被拣选的一代。
We are the royal priesthood.
我们是神的, 神所拣选的贵。
We are God's holy nation.
我们是神的, 圣洁,
we are his special people.
国度。
So because of this, we are very different from the people in the world.
就因为我们这样的身份，我们与其他世上的人不同。
But as we as teachers, we do not know our own identity. How can we teach to pass this to the younger generation?
作为一个宗教老师的话，假如说我们不知道我们的身份的话，我们如何去把我们的 神的知识传给我们的年轻的一代。
And verse 4 say, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
在第四节说，你们要听，神我们的神是独一的神。
Not only we need to know who we are, we also need to know who do we put first in our life. What is our value?
不仅我们要知道我们的身份是什么，我们要知道我们要把我们的身心放在何处。
We know the most important things in our life is to worship God.
我知道我们人生最重大的、最重要的事情就是要去敬拜神。
And as our E teacher, the most important thing to teach our children is God Himself.
所以宗教老师的话，我们最重要的要去教导我们学生的话，那就是要去教导他们去敬拜神。
Because this is the only thing that's worth anything in this world.
因为教导学生来敬拜神，这是值得他们一生去做的事情。
But if we're not filled with the word of God,
假如说我们感觉不到神的话语的话
，then sometimes we do not know who we are.
那么有时候我们就不知道我们的身份是什么。
And we do not know who we are, then we live just like the Gentiles.
假如说我们不知道我们的身份是什么的话，那我们就和外邦的人一样。
If we do not know who we are, then the values in our life are also very different.
假如说我们不知道我们的身份是什么呢，我们人生的意义就没有什么，就与外邦的人没有
不同。Many people in the world value the material things in the world.
在这个世上的大部分人的话，都把这个世上的物质生活看得非常的重要。
But for us, the thing that we value most is our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是在我们心中最重要的就是。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He is God Himself. If we do not know this, then it's very difficult to teach the younger generation. If we do not know this, then it's very difficult for us to be serious in teaching the younger generation. We are God's chosen people. And He is the thing that means most to us in our lives.
他在我们人生中扮演着最重大的角色。
So because of this, that's why in verse 5 says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
所以说在这第五节中说你要全心全性全力爱主你的神。
This means whatever we do for God, we do with a totality.
这就是说无论我们做什么事情我们要尽我们的最大的努力去爱神。
Because with all our soul, with all our strength, right, and with all our heart, this means everything about us, we need to give our best to the Lord.
就是说我们这个全心全性全力，这就是我们所有，这就是说我们是全部的一切都要奉献给神。
Actually, it's not how talented we are.
这不是说我们有多有才能。
It's not how gifted we are in teaching.
也不是说我们有多大才能来教导学生。
But how we do our best to serve the Lord.
但是我们要用最大的努力。
Just like the widows with two mites.
是说一个。
Two copper coins, the widows.Two copper coins.
就是说这圣经说一个这一个寡妇有两个小币。
Even though many people beforehand they give many things to God.
走在他前面的话，走在他前面的人的话，给了很多的铜钱。
But they give off of their abundance because they have so much.
但是因为他们有很多的钱的话，所以说他们不在乎这些钱。
But the widow she have only two copper coins.
但是这个寡妇她只有两个小铜币。
This everything that she have, but she willing to give that to God.
尽管这两个小铜币是她唯一仅有的，但是她还是愿意把这个献给神。
So the same thing in teaching students.
这就像我们教导学生一样。
Maybe sometimes we are not so eloquent.
也许我们不是非常有口
才。We are not so gifted to teach them.
也许我们不是天生寄来的有这个教导学生的天赋。
If we give God our totality,
但是我们把我们的用我们的内心的努力来教导学生的话
，then God will be with us.
那么神就会与我们同
在。Actually, sometimes when I listen to people giving sermons,
有时候我在听宗教教师来教导学生的时候
There's no doubt that some sister and brother are very eloquent.
这不可有一些宗教有一些弟兄姐妹的话，他们非常的有口才。
But I find that the sermon that touched me the most.
但是我发现这个讲到最能够打动我的心的
are the brother and sister that really talk from their heart and they give their best even though they are not so eloquent.
是那些从他们内心里所讲出的话语。
Why? Because when they speak from their heart, when they give everything they have, then God's Spirit is with them. So we as RE teachers, give our best to the Lord.
And verse 6,
and these words which I commanded you today shall be in your heart.
第六节说,
we should always remember this. We are God's chosen people. We teach the children of God. And God is the most valuable thing to us in our life. So because of this, we should give God our best.
就是因为这一点, 我们要把我们最好的奉献给神。
We always should keep this in our heart.
我们要把这件事情牢记。
By doing this, when we teach the younger generation,
当我们在, 教导, 年轻一代的时候,
God will be with us.
神才会与我们同在。
That's why in verse 7 it says, you shall teach them diligently to your children. She'll talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up.
第七节说你要把这句话不断地教训你的儿女, 无论你坐在家里或行在路上, 或躺下或起来的时候, 都不要谈论。
Verse 7 to verse 9 tell us to teach their children three different ways.
在第七节中, 提到, 你要教训你的子女, 在三种不同的, 情况下都要教训你的子女。
So in verse 7 said, no matter what we do, right, when we walk on the way, when we in the house, when we rise up, when we sit down, we always speak the word of God to them.
在这里说, 无论你在做什么, 坐在家里, 或行在路上, 或躺下, 或起来, 都要再教训你的。
So this means, doesn't matter who they talk to, they always be encouraged by the word of God from teachers and from those who are older than us.
不管你谈论什么的话, 我们都要, 把神的话语教, 教导给对方。
Actually, the most important things about RE teacher is not what we teach, it's how we live our life to be a role model for the students.
作为一个宗教教师的话, 我们要, 把我们自己作为他们的榜样。
Can you imagine you teach the children to come to Sabbath?
你可以试想, 假如说你要教导你的学生, 你要来参加安息圣日。
And we ourselves do not come to Sabbath. And then how can we teach them to observe Sabbath? It's impossible. And we teach our children to pray. And they never see us praying. And then whatever we teach them become in vain.
但是我们所,
why? That's why it's so important for us to be the role model.
所以说我们作为宗教教师的话, 要成为他们, 他们的作为我们学生的榜样。
Whatever we teach, we have to be able to do it in our lives.
我们所要教导的一切, 我们都要在我们的日常生活中做, 作为他们的榜样。
Another word, we need to walk the talk.
我们要去做, 我们所说的。
Actually, for me, since I came to Christ, the most difficult things for me is to be able to live a life to what I share with brothers and sisters.
当我在 来信主之后的话, 最困难的事情就是 行出我所讲的道来。
Because I remember every time that I come up here to share the word of God with you, anything that I cannot do myself, I can never share with you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit would rebuke me.
因为所有这个时候, 我来前, 我在讲台上来讲道的时候, 我所有 可以分享的东西都是我这些可以行出来的东西。 假如说我行不出来的东西的话, 不可能和你分享。
If I cannot,
假如我这样去做的话, 神就会, 就会, 惩罚我。
If I cannot do it myself, how can I ask our members to do it?
假如我自己都不可以去做的话, 如何去命令你去做?
And the same thing as RE teachers.
对于宗教教师来说, 这是一样的道理。
That's why it's very important for the student to see Jesus inside our heart when they look at us.
所以说是非常重要的, 能够让我们的学生在能够看到主耶稣在我们的心里。
That's why in verse 8 says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and there shall be a frontlet between your eyes.
这就是说第八章, 第八节所说的, 你也要把这些话紧在手, 记在手上做记号, 戴在额上做,
so this means when the student observe us,
这就是说学生在, 监督我们,
whatever we do, they can see we do it to glorify the name of God.
无论我们做什么事情都要让他们看到我们在, 荣耀我们的神。
And this is the way that we can also teach them.
这是另一种方法, 我们可以教导他们。
By living a godly life and a life according to God's will.
我们要, 我们要活出一个圣洁的生活，无论做什么事情都要荣耀我们的神。
I see my wife every single day.
我每天都会看到我的太太。
Except when I'm away from this area.
当然，当我离开这个地区的时候，我不会看到。
So when I come up here to share the word of God with you, the person I'm afraid the most is my wife.
在我现在在与大家分享神的话语的时候，我最惧怕的就是我的太太。
Because she knows exactly who I am.
因为她清楚地知道我是谁。
If I share something, it's just like, you know, some fantasy thing that I cannot do myself, then she knows, and then she will rebuke me.
假如说我与大家分享一些我所做不到的事情的话，那我太太知道这些，她就会责怪我。
So because of this, she helped my faith to grow.
这样我的太太就可以帮助我在灵性上的成长。
So the same thing when we're teaching the RE students.
当我们在教导我们的学生的时候，就道理是一样的。
Allow them to model their life after us.
他们也是向我们学习。
Because we ourselves model our life from our Lord Jesus.
这样我们才
We model our life from our Lord Jesus.
我们从神那里学习。
But in verse 9 says, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates.
在第九节说，要把神的话语写在你的房屋的门柱上和城门上。
So this means when our children grow up, the environment is very important.
就是说当我们 这个年轻一代长大的时候，我们的外在的环境是非常重要的。
They're in the doorpost, right? They see the doorpost, they know that this thing is belong to God.
当这个门上写着神的话语的话，他们就知道这个门也是属于神的。
And when they can see the gate of the house, they also know that it also belong to God.
当他们看到这个门柱和这个城门的时候，他们也知道这些都是属于神的。
That's why as RE teacher, it's very important for us the role to model ourselves really after Christ.
作为一个宗教教师的话，是非常的重要，我们从神那里来学习如何去行出他的话语。
And we as parents, when we're at home, we also need to set a good example, an environment example at home also.
我们在家里要为我们的孩子做
For example, for me, I really do not like to wear a suit too much.
对于我来说，我不太喜欢穿这些西装。
Every time I go to student spiritual convocation, I need to dress better than they are.
因为在每次我去参加这个学生联欢会的时候，我都会比他们穿的要更整洁。
Because many of them I see, sometimes they come up here to lead hymns, they have flippers on, they have t-shirts on. This is really not appropriate.
有时每次好多时候看到这个学生来到灵恩会的时候，他们都穿得非常的随便。Of
course, outside of church, you can walk around any way you want, but inside the church, not only the members are seeing us, but sometimes we have true seekers come to church. They will see, right, if we do not do the right thing.
因为在教会外面的时候，你怎么穿的话都是无所谓，但是在教会里面的时候，你所穿戴的话会影响到这个教。 教会弟兄姐妹的看法，以至于有时候还会有一些慕道者的话，当他们看到这些的时候是不太合适的。
So that's why everything we do in church.
所以说我们在教会所做的一切的事情。
We do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们所做的都要按神的名。
We do it to glorify His name.
我们所做的都要为荣耀神。
So that's why for us, you know, we really need to set a good example for the RE students.
所以作为宗教教师的话，我们所做的一切都要为我们的宗教学生树立榜样。
Because nowadays in the world to be cool is really nothing according to God's will.
在这个世上的所有的恰似美好的事情都不是按神的话。
I know, you know, Harlan's nephew, when I went to Boston a couple of weeks ago, Harlan's nephew, he wears pants. I mean, pretty much his pants all the way below his bottom, right? He wears the loose pants, right?
Has nephew，哈勒的nephew。当我和我的太太去，我回那个波士顿的时候，看到去看到我太太的这个侄女的话，她穿了一个非常短的裙子。Because
for him it's cool, and to the rest of the youth, it is cool stuff.
对于外面这些年轻的一代的话，这是一个非常酷的事情。But
when we come to church, we should not do things like this.
但是我们来到教会的时候，我们千万不要这样去做。Why?
Because we need to set an example for the younger generation.
因为我们要为我年轻的一代做榜样。Because
whatever we do, they will copy us.
因为我们所做的一切的话，他们都会从我们这里学习。And
so let them copy the good things that we do for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说要让他们向我们要。 让他们去向我们学习那些我们为神所做的一切的好事。
So if we fill with the word of God,
我们要被神的话充满。
And then everything in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to verse 9, we can be able to do it to glorify the name of God.
只有让神的话充满的话，就像如生命记第六章第四节到第九节所说的话，我们才可以全心全意的来来纪念神的话。
How can the student truly see that Christ is in us?
如何让我们的学生能够看到神的话也在我们的心
里？How can the student see that we're living right out the word of God inside of us?
如何才可以让我们的学生看到神的话确实的活在我们的心里？
We need to be born by the word.
我们必须要从神的话。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter one. First Peter chapter one.
让我们翻到彼得前书第一章。
There's many different ways to be born.
有很多的方法得以重生。
We can be born of blood.
我们可以从神的宝血中
重生。We can be born of flesh.
我们可以从肉体重生。
We can be born from the will of man.
我们可以从神的欲望中重生。
But for us, we need to be born by the word.
但是我们要从神的道、神的话语中重生。
Because the word is God Himself.
因为神的道、神的话就是神本身。
So that's why it's so important for us when we live out the word of God. This means that every single of our being, our totality, everything we do is according to the word of God.
当我们按神的话而行的话，就是我们做一切的事情都要按神的话语而行。
Chapter 1, verse 23.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter, chapter 1, verse 23.
彼得前书第一章第二十三节。
Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever.
第二十三节，你们得了重生，并不是由于能坏的种子，却是由于不能朽坏的，就是借着神永活长存的道。
So when we are filled with the word of God,
当我们被神的话充满的话
，this means we have a new life inside of us because we are born by the word of God.
这就说明我们在我们的心中有了新的生命，因为我们已经从神的话里。
That's why sometimes when I listen to the senior ministers,
有时候当我在听这个比较精深的传道讲道的时候
，and a lot of time they speak very simple.
他们所讲的道是非常的简单。
And the way they teach is also very simple.
他们所讲的道理也非常的简单。
But for some reason or another, they just feel that they're You know, whatever they say is so powerful.
但是不论他们说什么的话，他们的话也都是那么的有能力。
Why? Because they know the secret, right? When they teach a person, they already inside their heart, they are filled with the word of God.
因为当在他们教导人的时候，他们在他们的心里已经充满了神的话语。
So when we are born again by the word of God, this word is incorruptible.
当我们由神的话而重生的话，这个世界就是不可以毁坏的。
But in verse 24, it says here, because all flesh is a grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass, the grass withers and its flower falls away.
第二十四节说，因为所有的人尽都如草，他们的容美都像草上的花儿，草必枯干，花儿必凋谢。
I know sometimes as IE teachers, we want to develop friendship with the students.
作为一个宗教教师的话，我们知道有时候我们要和我们的学生建立一个朋友的关系。
So a lot of things that they do, we think it's, you know, it's cool for them, so we want to do it too, so we can please them.
因为我们想和他们建立朋友的关系，所以说我们学生所做的事情，我们都会迁就他们。
For example, I remember one time, one IE teacher, she was swapping, you know, some DVDs by Korean soap opera and Korean song.So because her student loved it so much, so she gathered so many them, so she trade with them every single week.
有一件事情就是有这一个宗教学生的话，他非常喜欢这些这些流行歌曲的光碟，所以说这个宗教老师的话也收集了很多的光碟与这个学生交换。
Of course, this is one way to develop a friendship.
当然，这也是一种可以建立与学生建立友情的方法。
But for sure, it's not the best way.
但是我知道这一定不是最好的方法。
Why? Because we as IE teacher, we need to transform the student, not conform with them.
我们知道作为一个宗教学生的话，我们要转变他们，而不是与他们变成他们那样子。
It says here, all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is just like the flower of the grass.
在第二十四节说到这里，他们的容美都像草上的花儿，草必枯。
So this means whatever we teach the younger generation from the things of this world, sooner or later will be passed away and fade away.
就是说，假如说我们作为宗教老师的话，我们所教导的都是这些事上的话，早晚有一天都会凋谢。
If we teach them the word of God,
假如说我们教导他们神的话语的话
，then we also can allow them to be born by the word of God.
我们就可以让他们从神的话语中得以重生。
Because only the word of God endures forever.
因为只有神的话才可以永不朽坏。
Actually, before I came to Christ, I know I have many different ideas for myself to help the church.
当我在信主的时候，我心里有很多的方法兴旺这个教会。
Because I also work for the world for 10 years. I work in the world for 10 years.
我也在另外其他的地方工作了10年。
So I have many great ideas to help the church.
在那个时候，我有很多的好的方，觉得很多好的方法来可以兴旺教会。
But every ideas I have truly, it became nothing to helping the brother and sister in church.
但是我那时候所有的一些所谓的好的方法的话，都不可能来帮助我们真耶稣的弟兄姐妹。
Actually, as RE teacher, we need to understand the same concept.
作为一个宗教教师的话，我们要了解这个概念。
Only the word of God can endure forever.
只有神的话语是永不朽坏。
So when we teach the RE students with the word of God, then they have hope for the eternal life.
只有我们教导学生神的话语的时候，他才可以有得永生的盼望。
We also need to grow by the word.
我们要在神的话语中成长。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
让我们翻到彼得前书第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
彼得前书第二章。
So when we live out the word of God.
假如我们要活出神的话语来的话
，First we need to be born by the word.
首先我们要从神的话语。
If we are not born by the word, this doesn't mean that we live in out the word of God.
当我们从神的话语得以重生的话，并不等于我们就可以把神的话活出来。
Being born by the word is only the beginning of our spiritual life.
从神的话里重生只是我们能够活出神的话语来的第一步。
And being born by the word is only the beginning of the student's life.
从神的话里得以重生的话，只是我们宗教学生的第一步。
But then also we and our student also need to grow by the word.
作为一个宗教学生的话，我们要从神在神的话里中成长。
That's why First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
就像彼得前书第二章第二节所说的一样。
As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
出生婴儿爱慕那纯净的灵奶，好叫你们靠他长大进入救恩。
Actually, if we want our spiritual life to grow, we need to be filled with the Word of God.
我们要想得到属灵的成长的话，我们要从神的话语里得到
营养。You can see some of us been in church for over 20-30 years.
可能有些姐妹在这个教会里已经待了20-30 years.
And then some people have only been in church 5-10 years.
但是有些人只在教会里5-6 years的时间。
But the one that come to 5-10 years, why they, you know, they live their life so much to glorify the name of God?
但是为什么那些只在教会里只来到教会5-6 years那些弟兄姐妹的话，他们做了很多可以荣耀神的事情呢？
Actually, it doesn't matter how old we are, how many years we've been in Christ.
其实不管我们的年纪多大，我们在教会里待了多长的时间。
If we do not take the opportunity to be filled with the Word of God.And then we could never grow spiritually.
假如说我们不抓紧机会来荣耀神的话，那我们就很难在我们的属灵中得以成长。
Actually, if we grow spiritually, then it's very simple for the student to see us and also for ourselves to be edified.
当我们在属灵中得以成长的话，那就不难让学生看出我们在属灵上的成长。这样做的话，也对我们的属灵的成长很有
益处。That's why every time I go to NYTS, I'm very envious of the students who goes there.
因为在学生联会的时候，我非常的渴望学生也可以去那里。
Especially when they're only like 17, 18, they just finished high school.
好多那些17-18岁的他们刚刚高中毕业。
And they can go to NYTS to study the Word of God. It's very precious.
是多他们刚刚高中毕业就可以去参加这个联会的话，那是一件
多么宝贵的事情。And most young brothers and sisters, the foundation of their faith is very strong.
我知道我们教会的弟兄姐妹的属灵的根基是非常坚固的。
Because most of them they grew up in church, so they go to the IE system and then they went to many spiritual convocation.
因为好多弟兄姐妹他都是从教会受洗长大的，他们经过了很多的参加了很多的学生联会。
But for myself, I feel I'm so far behind.
但是我感觉我自己却是远远地落在了后面。
And hopefully that I will continue to study the Word of God and to grow in the Spirit by the Word of God.
我希望我能够继续地成长，继续地学习神的话语，能够在他的话语里得以成长。
We also need to be cleansed by the Word.
我们需要被神的话语而清洁。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
我翻到以弗所书
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
以弗所书第5章26节。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
为的是要用水及着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
So there's time Paul encouraged the believer, say, husband, love your wives.
在这里，保罗激励他们的作为丈夫的要爱他们的妻子。
Just as Christ also loved the children, give himself for her.
就像基督爱教会一样，也情愿把。
The reason Christ gave himself for us, hoping that he can sanctify us by being filled with his word.
主耶稣情愿把自己为教会舍命，就是为急着要用水急着他的话把我们洗净，使我们成为圣洁。
The world is full of filthiness.
因为这个世界充满了。
The world is very corrupt. The world is very corrupted. If we don't have the word of God inside our heart,
假如说没有神的话语在我们心中的话,
then we also become very dirty.
我们就会变成非常的肮脏。
But if we are dirty, how can we teach the younger generation to be clean?
如果内心非常的肮脏的话, 我们如何来教导我们的学生?
Can you imagine the internet, the TV, all those things we do it to defy our heart?
这电视上和这个因特网上所有的东西都会,
But if we have the word of God inside our heart,
但是在我们心里有神的话语的话,
and then it's very easy for us to clean all this filthy thing from us.
就使我们非常的容易来,
Because when Christ come again,
因为神第二次再来,
those of us who are filthy, he will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
那些心里肮脏的人都不可以进,
so that's why for every single one of us, after baptism, we are clean.
所以说当我们, 当我们受洗的时候, 我们就会被洁净,
But we need to continue to be clean until the second coming of Christ.
而且我们也要继续地努力, 让我们继续保持圣洁, 以至于神的再来。
Actually, for the young man and young woman, it's very difficult for us nowadays.
在现今的生活中, 对于我们这些年轻的, 男男女女的话, 是非常困难的。
I praise and thank God that I'm not in college nowadays.
我感谢神，我现在已经不在, 大学了。
Because college life is so difficult now.
因为大学的生活是个充满诱惑的, 地方。
Everybody is so liberal.
每个人都非常的, 享慕这个世上的东西。
They fool around with anybody they want.
你看, 他们可以和任何人发生, 发生关系。
There's just many things in this world that really can defy a Christian's heart.
在这个世上有太多东西可以, 污秽我们的, 属灵的,
But if we're not filled with the word of God, this filthiness also will come inside of us.
假如说我们不把神的话语, 放在我们心里的话, 那些污秽的东西就会进入到我们的身体。
Actually, as RE teachers,
作为一个宗教教师,
really the first ministry is ourselves. Make sure we ourselves, you know, is right in front of God before we can teach the next generation.
我们要学的就是让我们自己得以灵修, 之后我们才可以教导我们的学生。
But if we are dirty and filthy, we are not, you know, it's not worthy for us to teach the younger generation.
假如说我们的内心肮脏的话, 我们就没有资格来教导学生。
And also we need to be enlightened by the word.
另外一点, 我们其实要在神的话语, 神的话语得到启示。
Actually, when we fill with the word of God, it's automatically when people look at us, they know that God's word have touched our heart.
当神的话语充满了我们内心的时候, 外人是可以非常容易看到的。
Let's go to Psalm chapter 19 verse 8.
我们翻到诗篇第19章。
Psalm chapter 19 verse 8.
诗篇第19章第8节。
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
19章第8节。 神的训词是正直的, 能使人心快乐。 神的命令是清洁的, 能使人的眼睛明亮。
It says here, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
这就是神的训词是正直的，能使人心快乐。神的命令是清洁的，能使人的眼睛明亮。
I think the last NYTS we had in Baldwin Park, one of the pastors make a really great statement.
我还记得在去年的行政灵恩会的时候，一个讲道，做了一个非常好的讲道。
Because during the time many NYTS attendees, they have many questions concerning our basic doctrine.
因为在那时有好多参加联谊会的学生的话，他们对我们教会的教义非常怀疑。So
and then we realize a lot of them they are RE teachers.
我发觉这其中的很多人都是宗教教育的老师。If
our RE teacher have doubt about the our doctrine, how can they teach a younger generation?
如果我们宗教老师都对我们教会的教义产生怀疑的话，那么如何去教导我们的学生呢？
They say those RE teachers who do not believe in the doctrine should not be teachers.
那些对我们教会的教义有怀疑的宗教教师的话，他们就不能去教导学生。
Actually, for me, I totally agree with this.
对于我来说，我也完全的同意这个观点。
For me, as a true church member.
所以我作为一个真耶稣教会的会员。
If I do not believe in baptism.
假如我不相信圣餐礼，我不相信圣餐礼，我不相信圣安息，我不相信圣灵，
How can it be a TJC members?
我如何才可以成为一个真耶稣教会的子弟呢？
Never mind teaching the younger generation about our church.
我如何才可以教导我们下一代真耶稣教会？
When we are filled with the word of God, when we filled with the word of God,
当我们被神的话语所充满的时候，
then the word of God will open the eyes to see what is true and what is not true.
神就会打开我们的眼睛，让我们知道神不是正确的。
That's why I proclaim many times, I always can continue to say, this church is the only safe church.
就是说，我在任何的时候，我都会宣称这个教会是真教会。
Not because we're better than anybody else.
并不是说我们比任何的其他的教会都好。
Not because we are true Jesus Church.
并不是说我们就是真教会。
Because God has revealed to us the true salvation plan in this church.
神已经告诉我们这个教会就是真教会。
If I do not believe in this, I will not come out to be a pastor.
假如说我不相信这个的话，我就不会来到真耶稣教会做传道了。
For me in my heart, I want everybody to be safe.
在我心里，我想让所有的人都可以得救。
Especially those my family members.
特别是我的家庭成员。
But I know if they don't come to Jesus Church, they cannot be safe.
但是我知道，假如说他们不来到真耶稣教会的话，他们就不可能得救。
Why? Because when I read the Word of God, there's no other way that we can be safe except through the salvation plan that He given to Jesus Church.
因为在我读查考神的圣经的时候，我知道没有其他的方法可以。 可以得救，除了真耶稣教会。For
RE teacher, really think and reflect about ourselves.
所以，作为一个宗教教育的老师的话，我们要反省自己。If
you do not believe in the product you're selling to the children, do not sell it. Just stay away from it.
假如说你不相信的，你不信任你要卖给这个学生的产品的话，那你就不要卖这些产品。This
means if we do not believe what we believe, do not be an RE teacher. Do not go out there and teach the younger generation. Because why? Because you do not believe yourself. How can you teach them? It's impossible.
就是说，假如说你不相信，你不确信你现在所信的话，那你就不要去教你的学生。
And we know we also kept by the word of God.
我们也要在神的话里得以保守。
The reason we all can sit here because the word of God moving us, compel us to continue to serve God.
之所以我们在座还在继续待在真耶稣教会，因为神的话语继续的激励我们，让我们能够在他的话语里得以成长。
And we know we are self-sitting here because we are also saved by the word of God.
我知道我们能够今天在座在这里的话，是因为我们被神的话语所保护。
And we also, when we're fighting, right? Of course, when you're preaching, believe it or not, when you're teaching the younger generation, you are fighting a spiritual battle.
当我们在教导学生的时候，我们也同时也在和属灵里做斗争。
So that's why if we do not have the word of God inside of us,
就是我们没有神的话语在我们心中的话，
it's impossible to win the soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
那就不可能为神而争取更多的灵魂。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
那我们翻到以弗所书。
Ricky, what time this period end? Can you look at the schedule? 2:45. Okay. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
那我们翻到以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10.
以弗所书第六章第十节。
It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might."
最后，你们要靠主的大能大力，在他里面刚强。
As RE teacher, we need to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
作为一个宗教教师的话，我们要在他的里面刚强，这样我们才有大力。
If not, we not only we are self in danger, but also we endanger the life of the students.
我们不仅要在我们的内心中得以刚强，我们也要使我们的学习。
So how can we be strong in His in the Lord and in the power of His might? How can we do that?
我们如何才可以在神的话语里得以刚强呢
？In verse 11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may able to stand against the wile of the devil."
在第十一节里告诉我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，使你能够抵挡。
Believe it or not, you are a teacher. You are the leaders of God's sheep, of God's children.
作为一个宗教教员的话，你就是带领神的牧羊的带领神的羊的牧羊者。
If we ourselves can be destroyed by Satan, and then it's very easy also for you know the children also to be destroyed by Satan.
假如我们作为牧羊者的话，能够被魔鬼所打败的话，那么这些羊的话都非常容易被。
Why in verse 12 say we for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this age.Can spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places?
第十二节说，因为我们的征战对抗不是由血有肉的人，而是执政掌权掌管着黑暗世界和天上的邪灵。
So know our enemy. We have to know our enemy.
我们必须要知道我们的敌人是什么。
If we know our enemy, then we have to equip ourselves with the whole armor of God.
我们不仅要知道我们的敌人是什么，我们还要全副武装。
Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们不是在从这个世上有血有肉的人争
斗。If we do not fight against flesh and blood, so do not use the worldly weapon to fight against them, but rather the spiritual weapon.
因为不是从这个世上有血有肉的人而争斗，所以说我们不要用这个物质的武器来争斗，而是用这个属灵的。
But if we fight against principality, against power, against the ruler of this darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places, so this means if we know their enemy, we need to use a spiritual weapon.
在第十二节所说的，我们所要争斗的是那些执政掌权的掌管着黑暗世界和天上的邪灵，所以说我们要用属灵的知识与他们争斗。
We know the spiritual weapon is the word of God.
这个属灵的武器就是神的话。
Because for us to put the whole arm of God, it is the word of God.
当我们穿戴神所赐的全副军装的时候，其实我们全身都装覆了神的话语。
Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth."
第十四节里说，因此你们要站稳，用真理当带子束腰，披上公义的胸甲。
We know truth is the word of God.
我们知道真理就是神的话。
It says, "Having put on your breastplate of righteousness."
用真理带子束腰，披上公义的胸。
How can we become righteous in front of God?
如何在神的面前成为公义的
？By feeling the word of God inside our heart.
那么就是在我们的心中感觉到神的话语。
And when we feel the word of God inside our heart, this becomes our breastplate.
当我们心里充满了神的话语的时候，这就成为了我们公义的胸甲。
And verse 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
第十五节说，把和平的福音。预备好了，当作带子穿在脚上。
So shod ourselves with the preparation of gospel of peace.
把和平的福音预备好了。
So the gospel of peace is the word of God.
这个和平的福音就是神的话语。
And verse 16 says, above all, take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one.
第十六节说，拿着信心的盾牌，用来扑灭那恶者所有的火箭。
So here, take the shield of faith.
拿着信心的盾牌。
How can we take the shield of faith?
如何拿着信心的盾牌呢？
We have to listen to the word of God.
我们必须要听神的话语。
Because it says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
因为这个信心的盾牌来自于我们不断的听神的话语。
So when we fill with the word of God, we are filled with faith.
当我们内心充满神的话语的时候，我们
Because the word of God is God Himself.
这神就是神他本身。
And verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
第十七章说，必要戴上救恩的头盔，拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
The helmet of salvation.
是头盔，就是神的道。
The sword of the Spirit.
拿起圣灵的宝剑。
Both of these are the word of God. So this means the whole armor of God from my head to our feet is the word of God.
所以说我们所赐的神所赐的全副的武装从我们的头顶到我们的脚上都是神的
so we as our teacher we need to be very careful.
所以作为一个宗教教师的话 我们必要非常的小心
Again I say to you do not take our task too lightly.
我们不要 把我们的试炼
Because God entrusted many little souls in our hands to teach them the way of God. So we as the leaders of those younger ones, we need to be strong in the Lord.
我们作为这些年轻一代的领导，我们要教导他们神的话。
We need to do what we need to do.
我们需要做我们需要做的事情。
That is to live out the word of God by being filled with the word of God.
那就是说要活出神的。 通过把神的话在神的在我们内心中充满神的话语来活出神的话
And let's fire up and sing hymn 24
让我们一同唱诗24首
Let's sing hymn 24
我们唱诗24首
It doesn't mean that I have accomplished all these things
尽管我和你分享了这么多的 今天的题目的时候，并不等于我现在已经完成了这所有的事情。
I myself have many things to learn.
对我来说，我还有很多的事情去学习。
So as I encourage all of you, I also encourage more for myself.
当我在鼓励大家的时候，我也要更多的鼓励自己。
Because I've been TTP student and pastor for about altogether 4 years now.
因为当我从我读神学院的时候到现在已经四年的时间了
And sometimes I think to myself, wow, another 30 years is quite a long time.
有时候我对自己想的话，30年的话是一个很长的时间。
Because as a worker of God, we serve God until we die.
因为作为一个神的工人的话，我们要至死都要服侍神。
Of course, the retirement age is 65, so I'm 35 now, so it's 30 more years.
作为一个传道的话，大多是65岁退休。我现在是35岁，那就是说还有30年的时间。
And sometimes I say to myself, how am I going to last another 30 years? It's very difficult.
有时候我对自己说，我如何去做才可以坚持30年呢？
So that's why sometimes I ask the senior pastor, I say, how do you do it? For 30 years you've been preaching the gospel. It's really amazing.
所以说有时候我就会去问那些年纪比较大的传道的话，你们是如何来 传到30年的话，这是一件非常美好的事情。
Actually, they tell me there's no secret.
他告诉我没有任何的奥秘。
Always be filled with the word of God.
那就是要时刻的充满神的话。
Because the word of God can give us the wisdom to discern what's right and what's wrong.
因为神的话语可以给我们智慧，让我们判断什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
And always be filled with the Spirit of God.
你要时刻充满神的话语。
Because the Spirit of God gives us the strength to continue to serve Him.
因为神的灵的话能给我们力量，让我们不断的去服侍他。
So I say to all of you as IE teachers.
所以今天我要对所有的在座的宗教教育的老师来说。
As the senior pastor encourage me, I also like to encourage you.
就像那些年纪大的传道来鼓励我，今天我要来鼓励你们。
Continue to read the word of God.
要不断的去学习神的话。
So we can be filled with the word of God.
这样我们才可以被神的话所充满。
And only then we can discern what's right and what's wrong to teach the younger generation.
只有这样在我们教导学生的时候，我们才知道什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
And also be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们也要充满神的灵。
We do not use our own power, our own might.
我们不是用自己的才能，自己的智慧。
But the Spirit of God will give us the power to work until the second coming of Christ.
但是神的灵的话会给我们的力量，让我们等到神的再来。
But meanwhile, we must suffer a little bit.
但是在他来之前的话，我们要经受苦难。
But this suffering is nothing compared to the reward in heaven.
但是这些磨难，这些苦难的话，也却不能和那在天上等待我们的荣耀相比。
Not only for ourselves, but also for the student that we are teaching.
不仅这个荣耀是对我们的鼓励，也是对那些在座的学生的鼓励。
Because our hope for our student, not for them to gain this world.
我希望在座的学生不要 去想这个世上的一切。
But our hope for them is to gain eternal life.
他们的希望，要把他们的希望建立在 得救的盼望上。
So this is the thing that we live for.
因为这就是我们所要活出来的。
This is the reason why we continue to teach and do our best for our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实为什么我们现在要不断地教导我们的学生，让他们活出神的话语来。
So we praise and thank God.
我们赞美我们在天上。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们跪下一同祷告。